AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Hillary Rodham Clinton has used the first major speech of her presidential campaign to portray herself as a leader workers can trust to fight for them and to usher in a new era of prosperity for all.
Clinton portrayed herself as a fierce advocate for those left behind in the post-recession economy, detailing a lifetime of work on behalf of struggling families. She says her mother's difficult childhood inspired what she considers a calling.
Prosperity can't be just for CEOs and hedge fund managers.
She went on to say,
prosperity and democracy are part of your basic bargain, too.
Her campaign says that tenacious fighter message will be the foundation of her presidential bid. On Roosevelt Island, I'm Julie Walker.
The van where a suspect in the Dallas Police Headquarters shooting was found dead caught fire, setting off ammunition rounds inside the vehicle. Dallas police say the fire erupted when they used robots to clear the van of pipe bombs and other weapons. Chief David Brown says the scene at the police headquarters this morning was chilling.
Bullet holes in cars and bullet holes in lobby information centers where officers were sitting just seconds before this person shot. It raised the hair on the back of your neck pretty quickly.
The suspect was shot dead by a police sniper. Taliban fighters overran multiple checkpoints in a nighttime raid in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, killing at least 20 police officers as the battle raged into Saturday. Correspondent Lynn O'Donnell.
Taliban fighters overran police checkpoints in one particular district of Helmand province, which has long had a history of Taliban presence, if not a Taliban control. This sort of attack is becoming typical of Taliban tactics across the country.
She was reporting from Kabul. This is AP Radio News. Lady Gaga spent days in hiding in Azerbaijan ahead of a Europe-wide sporting event's opening ceremony. Kyle McKinnon explains.
Azerbaijan is hosting the inaugural European Games, a smaller version of the Olympics, but with a $95 million two-hour opening ceremony that almost no one in the country knew would include Lady Gaga. She is a strong advocate for gay rights and faced criticism from some fans after performing in Baku because the government there has been widely chastised over its human rights record. By the way, that $95 million price tag, twice the cost of London's 2012 opening ceremony for the Olympics. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
A federal appeals court will allow a contested Utah law banning price fixing for contact lenses to go into effect. Three of the country's biggest contact lens makers had sued to block it. The companies argued the law was an overreach written to give a Utah-based discounter an advantage. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.